August 13th, 2014. I am your Jesus, born incarnate. I tell you, a person who is full of self-interest makes a poor leader and is a poor instrument in the hands of God. Such a one protects his own ambitions, power, and reputation rather than acting on behalf of the welfare of his flock. The Father's will is not even a consideration, as self-interest readily discounts any competition towards a selfish end. A good leader is selfless, foregoing his own interests for the benefit of others. A good leader is gently persuasive and receives the respect of his followers through a mutual respect, one for the other. Under a good leader, there is no need of the demand for obedience, for compliance with the leader's wishes is met with eagerly in a desire to please. My Father desires that all people and all nations know him as a loving leader and father. Then, in mutual feelings of love and respect, his commandments would be revered. You must know someone to have this love and respect. To know me is to know my Father who sent me. Purge your hearts of self-interest and fill them with love of me. A note is given to read the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, 16. He who hears you hears me, and he who rejects you rejects me, and he who rejects me rejects him who sent me. A note is also given to read 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, 3 through 8. For our appeal does not spring from error or uncleanness, nor is it made with guile. But just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, so we speak, not to please men, but to please God who tests our hearts. For we never used either words of flattery, as you know, or a cloak for greed, as God is witness. Nor did we seek glory from men, whether from you or from others, though we might have made demands as apostles of Christ. But we were gentle among you, like a nurse taking care of her children. So, being affectionately desirous of you, we were ready to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our own selves, because you had become very dear to us.